Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Listen, you could be anonymous, but I would love to know if I'm the only one that's done this, because I feel like nobody else on the show would admit to doing this, even if they did. What did you take from a hotel or a motel? I mean, you straight up five finger, put it in your pocket, it's yours. Well, some things you can't put in your pocket.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I've never stolen anything. However, one of my favorite hotels, when I go to Vegas, I stay at the Wynn.
Okay.
And the Wynn is beautiful and gorgeous, and I don't ever want to go back to my place after I'm there because it's so pristine and fun. And if I was going to steal something, it would be from there.
And the reason I brought this whole thing up, Mackenzie, is you might have stayed at a 4 or 5 star hotel, which those are nice. Like, you don't ever want to go home if you stay somewhere nice. They actually admitted some of the things they've had stolen in the past 2 years. And believe it or not, 5% of them say that someone's stolen a mattress.
How is that possible? Like, how do you leave with a mattress?
They're saying, like, sometimes maybe, like, overnight when, like, there's less people on shift, that it's easier to take things. Obviously, too, like, higher-end things might have, like, a really nice alarm clock, or they might have an actual TV.
Yeah.
Or different things. And the thing is, these 4 and 5 star hotels, they are just kind of, you know, if they don't charge you or do anything, they're not reporting the crime, they're saying in the survey, because... Would you want to stay at a hotel that has like a really bad crime rating or something?
No, absolutely not. That is actually genius.
That is a good point. I was thinking people stole like little paintings but like a mattress. First of all, that's gross. How many random people have slept on that mattress at even a nice hotel?
Well,
I mean, yeah, it's still disgusting.
Listen, when you sleep at a good hotel mattress that feels so comfortable, it's like, you know what? I'm taking it. You could spray it for bed bugs, right?
Eh, that is so gross.
I don't
want to
think about
still.
It.
Okay, awkward. Okay, I'll admit what I stole.
Yeah, what did you steal?
I didn't want to steal it. It cost me $75 because I got caught doing
you
it.
You got busted?
Yeah, and stealing is kind of a stretch on this one. I went to the CMA, the Country Music Awards, when I used to work in country radio, but, oh gosh, probably 8 or 9 years now. That's how long ago it was. And even back then, I shaved my head. I was bald. I was in a rush. We were going to the awards, so I was shaving my head, and I nicked it right on the corner. Same spot I did like a couple of months ago. And I'll tell you what, it looked like somebody shot me in the head. I was bleeding so much. I taped it up. I bandaged it. I wore a fedora to the awards show. And then when I came back home, it was still like disgustingly bloody, and I thought I taped it the best I could. I go to bed, pass out, I wake up. It looks like a murder scene in the bed. All of the pillows had blood over them from my head being cut.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I just assumed, I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I can't just flip it over and like nothing to see here.
Nothing happened.
So I took the pillows with me. I ended up throwing them away, but I just didn't want to get charged for them. And I still stole them. They charged me with that. So I had to pay
$75. So they did charge you.
Yes. Yes. But I mean,
I would have just left them.
Yeah. I mean, I would have honestly just been like, hey, I would have explained what happened and then just, you would have gotten charged probably.
I'm like, I started my cycle and now my thing is, you bring up a very interesting one, and I would wonder if anybody's actually done this. Like, was it that interesting? Does anybody really take like art off the wall or a picture? I mean, do hotels or motels have that nice of things that somebody's actually thought about doing that?
Yeah. I'm a hotel snob. I only like to stay at really nice places, only because I'm also a total germaphobe. But I'm not saying that nice places can't have icky things in them. But I there's a reason there's ratings for things. And I'll tell you what, when I was in LA, I was working. And so the production company was the one who booked the hotel. And
yeah.
It was disgusting. And I was trying not to be a diva, but there were bloodstains on the curtains.
There was
food. There were Chex Mix on the floor. Just the cleanliness and all. I'm like, peace, I'm out of here. Like, I quit the job. I got my own hotel. I stayed at just nice.
Was the Chex Mix in a bag or just?
No, but I'm telling you, it's not worth it to skimp on a hotel because you really could get in a bad situation.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I would love to hear if you have any situation about something you found in your hotel or motel. You're like, I'm going to take this with me.
Okay, so when I was on a fraternity formal in Nashville, one of the guys, we were drinking all day. I mean, like, literally all weekend, all day. And one of the guys found this, like, thing that kind of looked like a, like, Champions Cup almost like a miniature like Stanley Cup thing.
Celebration.
And yeah, it was like a silver thing and it had this like bowl in it. And so he decided to pour champagne in it and start drinking out of it. And we like thought it was like funny for a second. And then we all assumed that he just like put it back and like that was that. And on the ride home, on the bus ride home, he pulls it out of his backpack and he had stolen it from the hotel. Yeah, no, none of us got charged though. Well, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't know. That's a funny memory. So,
he did get charged?
No.
Wow, what a genius! All right, Ashley, what's going on? Did you ever take something from a hotel or motel?
I have.
What'd you take? What'd you take?
I've taken some towels.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Why?
So, I think the reason why I took the towels, and I don't remember correctly, this is what I can remember the best. I think we were sneaking into the pool after they had closed the pool. So when the attendant ran us out, I just grabbed the towels and took them with me.
You're like, these are mine. You'll never get them back.
You're taking us out of the pool and taking these.
I actually did too.
It was cold outside, so I just grabbed the towel.
I guess I have stolen something. I one time stole a towel on accident. Like, I took a towel to the beach from a hotel because I didn't have a beach towel, and I just accidentally forgot it and left it there.
Shame.
Now I feel guilty.
Shame.
Oh.
Shame upon you. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You got anything else, you can hit us up and tweet us and let us know about things you might have taken from a hotel, motel. I know, here's the thing, a lot more people have done that. They just don't want to admit it. They don't want to get caught. I know y'all got sticky fingers.